Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. Ooh, we love to introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome your friend and mine, Mr. Gray High.
Jesus up high, because he is my guy, Hallie. How are you?
Awesome. I am so blessed. So very, very blessed. And I'm happy to be here with you. I mean, I feel like so much is going on, Gray. And today is a very special bonus episode that we are recording during a live stream on our YouTube channel. And if you want to watch us create an episode like this one right before your very eyes, all the topics for the improv today came from suggestions we get from our Patreon subscribers. So follow the YouTube channel and become a Patreon member so you can get in on the fun, like Keith G and Lindy M and Jerry, who all became members this month. So now they can chat it up with us in Discord, and they get to play bingo and win prizes. So any hoodles, Gray, what's God been doing in your life?
Oh, what has God been doing in my life? Well, actually, Hallie, I think the thing that is really at the forefront of my mind, other than my teens who come to Climax, who I'm always thinking about, but can kind of put them in the back burner for a while, because really Climax runs itself at this point. I've just been doing it, you know, long enough where I can really delegate. And I really think that leadership is about delegation, isn't it?
Oh, it's pretty awesome when you can, you know, trust to empower other volunteers who are serving with their gifts rather than being paid to use their skills. They're donating and volunteering their free time to the church. And, you know, then people in leadership in the church can just have free labor and also be getting paid themselves while someone else is working for them and getting that all tax-free.
I know, Hallie. That really describes the labor force of Twin Hills. And so, yeah, a lot of my teens, a lot of my seniors, they just kind of run the show, and I get to kind of pop in and give them a thrill. But what's going on in my life, and I'm not sure if I've mentioned before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I are having a bit of an issue.
Is that right?
Yes, Hallie.
Because you're dating. Twins. Well, Tiffer and Mickey. Mickey and Tiff, are they the same? Or are they dumb?
Well, they're different. Do you know it? Well, Hallie, right now we haven't even been able to get to the bottom of the whole Tiffer and Mickey thing because there's just so much going on, across the street from Clay's house.
Oh, really? What's up?
Well, I don't know how to put this bluntly, so I'll put it frankly. Hallie, Clay has this new neighbor who's moved in.
Oh.
He's a nice guy. He's been hanging out a lot with Clay and me and Tiffer and Mick. His name is Donovan Geo.
Okay.
He's probably about 26, 27 years old, so similar age to all of us. And he's a really nice guy, Donovan Geo is. But there's this thing that happens where people sort of overstay their welcome. Well, you know someone, but you don't know them that well, but then they're hanging out all the time.
Oh, he doesn't know when to leave.
It's kind of that.
When you do the, and you start to make the get out of here sound.
Right. It happens all the time where, he'll get up and go like, well, we're going to have to let you go. Yeah. And he doesn't go.
Oh, no.
And so, he's just been hanging out. His parents bought him a really nice house next to Clay's. And, it's a bit of a bummer because he's just been kind of a third wheel on the four wheels that is me, Clay, and Tiffer and Mickey.
Oh, so now
it's kind of a five wheel
Tiffer and Mickey,
clown
Mickey
car.
And Tiff and Geo, Donovan Geo.
And Donovan Geo's got a lot of money because his dad invented the Geo.
The car?
Yes.
Those are cool cars. I think they're cute.
I think the car's a bit trash, but
cool.
His dad invented them and a lot of people had them, I think, in Asia or whatever.
You
so
can get them in purple.
They have a lot of money. So
I like them.
You've got Donovan Geo and Tiffer and Mickey. And then I'm going over to Donovan and I'm like, hey, man, first off, it's nice to have you around. You are hanging out a lot. Also, could you let me know if you're ever in the room at the same time with Tiffer and Mickey? Because I haven't quite been yet, I don't think.
Yeah, get more eyes on the problem. But
that's
this is going to be just a mouthful for me because, we've got Tiffer and Mickey de Menendez twins and Donovan Geo.
Yeah,
it's a mouthful.
We've got Tiffer and Mickey de Menendez and Donovan Geo.
Tiffer and Mickey de Menendez twins and Donovan Geo.
Tiffer and Mickey de Menendez twins and Donovan Geo. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, it's just been a little bit weird, Hallie, and I don't know if Donovan Geo is a Christian.
I got a question for you, Gray.
What is it?
Does he have the fruits of the Spirit? Does he have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control?
God bless you. I don't know, or I do know he wears Fruits of the Loom, because that's another thing,
how do you know what his underpants are?
Well, because he's always sunbathing.
Wow.
And he lives right across the street from Clay, and Clay, did I tell you Clay built an observation deck on top of his house?
What?
Oh yeah, I didn't tell you this.
What's an observation deck? I mean, I'm picturing something like at the planetarium. It's got a big like globe and everything.
Well, Clay has a back deck and he has a front deck.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted a top deck.
He should get a side deck, have a wrap around. It would be a whole reach around fantasy home.
Yeah. So he wants to put decks on all sides. And so he just built the top deck. And so it overlooks the whole neighborhood. It's awesome. I mean, we go up there just to kind of chill and hang out. And the other day, he got Donovan Geo in his tidy whities, his Y-fronts, out there doing aerobics in his backyard.
Y-fronts?
And his Y-fronts.
What's Y-fronts?
Y-fronts, Hallie. His little Y-fronts. There's a Y
because
in the front.
Because the stitching in the front of man's underpants makes a Y?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, the things that you learn when you step out your front door.
It's just, front door, back door, side door, every door at this point. So,
I mean, you and Clay are back door friends. That's what I call you. When somebody can come in the back door of your house, it's informal, it's casual. You got refrigerator rights around here in this kitchen,
Yeah.
That's why I saw I was at a garage sale recently, and I almost got you this real neat kind of country style stitched, framed piece of art that says backdoor friends are best. And
oh, I
wanted
that.
To give it to you to put
that.
In either you or CMB's house because you're backdoor friends.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
It's like David and Jonathan in the Bible.
Well, I mean, clay does have some... clay only decorates with wood art, so it might go well in his house. He's got a big CMB. He's got Live, Laugh, Love.
Awesome.
He's got
word art.
Only wood art.
Wow, that's great.
You know, Let Us Worship is in the foyer.
Anything by Nelson Mandela. I like those.
Who's that, Hallie?
Oh, just a guy who gets quoted, I think, for places like Home Goods, a Marshall, you know, whatnot.
Right.
But I think he was like, you know, your greatest fear is that you're... incredible or something.
Your greatest fear is that you're incredible is a Nelson Mandela quote.
Yeah.
I love that quote. What a great quote.
Well, I think it's kind of anti-Christian because what he's ultimately trying to say is that like you on your own are good and great and you can't even conceive of how like much potential you have in terms of your own like the goodness of your aliveness and humanity because we have to focus on the abject depravity of us being born with a sinful nature and needing the redemptive power of Jesus' blood on the cross.
Right. I still like the quote though. You think it's not that, it's just a positive quote. And you know me, I love to be positive.
You keep it positive and that's why I like you, Gray. I mean, you're not somebody who's like a drag, a pill,
no.
a pain in the behind, you know? Somebody who's just gonna rag on stuff and always be annoyed and everything. Because you know what you got? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faith.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Hallie? I will say, if there's anything testing my patience these days, it's little Donovan Geo, and and did I say he's small? He's really small.
Mm.
He's kind of just a little guy. His proportions are all there, but he's just a small guy. So, and he was out there doing, that's the other thing is, I thought it was a really strong kind of like middle school student, but you know, he's just a kind of a petite guy. And he was out there doing karate in his Y fronts.
Wow. What are we talking about in terms of like, if he was in, you know, the Fellowship of the Ring, which character would he be?
Oh, probably. I mean, you know me, I think Lord of the Rings is just a bit nerdy and I've never watched it, but I would probably say Meriwether.
Wow. That's small.
Right.
Because everyone knows that Merry and Peregrine Took are both smaller than Frodo and Sam. Hallie wouldn't know this. Sorry.
But here's the thing, Hallie. I think Donovan Geo is small enough to get answers. And so I do think he is able to hide himself, tuck away. And if Tiffer and Mickey are up to something, Donovan Geo is going to help us. The problem is he's always hanging out.
Wow. So you want to enlist him as a spy?
No, just as an accountability buddy, as a partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just the guys have to stick together, Hallie. Sometimes women, you know, women do their whole thing where they kind of want to trick guys and lead them off the path.
I understand bros before, who knows?
Yeah. Well... But the other thing that, and the last thing about Donovan Geo that I don't like is he's always trying to start a new catchphrase.
Wow. Do they catch on? Because the only way you can call it a catchphrase is if it catches on. So you don't even have to call it a catchphrase if it's not catching on. You can just call it, that's an annoying thing to say.
Exactly. And he tries them over and over for about a day or two, and then he moves on to a new catchphrase. So like he'll like come in the door and he'll be like, did someone say my name?
That's what he sounds like?
Yeah, he's. Did I tell you?
Wow. About,
he'll be like, "Did someone say my name?" And we'll be like, "What? No." And he'll be like, "Oh, that's." And we'll be like, "No. What are you talking about?" He'll be like, "That's my new catchphrase." And then we're going, "You can't say you have a catchphrase."
Now, does he have an Australian accent, or are you doing an impression of him with your Australian accent?
I was doing an impression with his accent, but that was me doing an American accent. He's from Florida.
Okay, do it again.
Did someone say my name?
That doesn't sound like an American accent
really?
To me, Gray. I just got to hold you accountable,
accent.
My brother in Christ. Oh, Florida. Okay, now with Florida in mind, let me hear it one more time.
Did someone say my name?
Yeah, that's like a deep, that's like a bayou type of Florida. That's like alligator country.
Yeah.
That's like down in those croc swamps.
Yeah, and he's from Tampa. And
Wow.
Or sometimes he'll be like, same as, like, he'll be like, same in the front as it is in the back.
What is that talking about?
I don't know. It's just a catchphrase that he says he has. It's a bit much.
That's like that really funny one that always makes everyone laugh. And it's remained funny for decades. And people still say it. And it's so funny. But if I admit it, I don't know what it means.
What?
Have you ever heard when someone says, that's what she said?
I think
and
that
everyone
is so
laughs
funny.
So hard no matter what.
It's
and I've
so
never
funny.
Gotten
I don't
it.
Know what it means.
Well,
I don't
I
even
guess
know
I
where
shouldn't
it comes
ask
from.
You because you don't understand comedy, but I should ask one of our guests one of these times when we're not doing life together.
That's right. That's what she said.
See, that just sounds so so dang
oh,
funny.
I can't stop laughing. So anyway, Hallie, how are you doing? What's going on in your life?
Well, I covet your prayers, my friend, because one of my daughters is getting all, hot under the collar for a new... have you been using a new intern or a new youth pastor in Climax?
What?
Have you had any new, are you mentoring any new, assistant pastors in Climax or anything? Because she's hot for some new youth pastor.
Oh, no,
you got
no
in
like
there.
I said at the beginning of when we started talking, Hallie, I've been delegating a lot of the stuff. So I've delegated a lot of my kind of just day-to-day stuff to a senior right now. And I don't like to name names, but I'm not sure if, I will. Do you know he's a senior named Jiminy Spank?
Oh, of course I know Jiminy Spank. He's the one who, he drives the yellow Saturn, isn't that right?
Yeah, he's just, he's like one of those kids who just really needs some help. And I've just given him a lot of power at Climax, and I've just told him, you can kind of, now that you know how I want things done, you can run it and, or not run it, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to take a more senior leadership role while he kind of does the day to day. So maybe she's talking about, Jiminy, and
either,
Jiminy is full name.
Well, that's a relief for a mother to hear because at least it's a man, if you know what I mean, because, this is my daughter who, frankly, she's been smelling kind of hormonal lately.
Oh, which daughter is that?
The one who smells like sour peaches that are just on the edge of going bad.
Oh, I can smell that exactly.
She's really radiating it. And I just wonder if it's this new youth pastor, this senior, I guess, who's just got her all hot and bothered. But gosh darn, am I relieved that... she's getting all worked up over a boy. Wow. I just really need to just soak this in for a second.
Maybe this is
breathe a sigh of relief.
Just can kind of, because you thought maybe with a smell like that, who could be coming around?
No, I'm just still enjoying the relief that comes from knowing that she's attracted to a male, even if it is a male who drives a yellow Saturn.
Oh, right. Well, maybe this is a good indicator that I shouldn't be putting seniors in so much control. But Like I said, Hallie, you know, I've been the youth minister for a while now, and I'm also kind of trying to show Steve that I'm ready to level up and show him that I can, you know, obviously delegate, and so I'm delegating.
He should be using you more in the main auditorium on the weekends, Gray. I mean, he needs to bring your bass skills, you know, get you up there rocking out on the guitar and
all
that. And
that's the thing, bass, I wish a lot of people knew this, but you don't even have to know guitar or music to play bass.
Is that right?
No, you don't. It's really the approach to it, and it's what you're not playing when it comes to bass.
Oh, cool.
You know, wow. I think Nelson Mandela said that, play the notes that aren't there.
That is so true. And he was referring to his album that is Kind of Blue.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I am just kind of trying to prove myself to Steve, because when I did talk to him about, you know, maybe moving up, he said, well, I got to see you delegate.
So you're doing it.
And I said, oh, that's great. And I said, well, can you give me some examples of that? And then Steve turned around to one of his assistants and he said, would you go ahead and give him some examples of that? And so Steve really showed me that leadership is delegation, and he did it right there. He delegated, and then his second assistant gave me some ways
That's
to
so
delegate.
Cool.
And I just said, and one of those was putting people in putting people that you lead in positions of power.
What he did there was he put you like in a, have you ever been in a fitting room and there's a mirror and a mirror and the mirrors are facing each other and you're in between the two mirrors so you can look into the mirror, into the mirror, into the mirror, into the mirror, into the mirror. That's what he was just doing with you when he, and then his intern turned around and delegated, I'm sure, to another unpaid volunteer who then turned around and delegated to, you know, and then probably went home and hit his wife.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, Hallie, but the thing is, I don't go into dressing rooms much.
Is that right?
Well, I'm just always a bit suspect of what goes on in there.
And
plus,
I feel like
it's so
there's
much
someone
easier
watching
to take your shirt
you
off
video.
Just like right at the rack where you
just,
you know.
Like, you know, sometimes they say these are being monitored, and you just picture some guy in a security room somewhere in the department store looking at the video of you in there in your underpants trying on a
That's
new
exactly
spring
what
wear
I'm talking
or baby.
Suits. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. What happens in
we
there.
Just live in a surveillance state, and these liberals just want more government.
Well, speaking of
I was going to say he's probably not getting back to you because he's got enough drama in his life.
Steve has got a lot of drama. I guess the big one is, you know, Steve weighed in this week on the whole Mac Driscoll thing. You know, it
grieves the heart of God.
And just to give everyone a little bit of background, if you don't know what's going on, if you're not a Christian, you don't know what's going on. If you're a Christian, you know exactly what's going on. But basically, at an awesome men's conference last week, that John Lindell, great guy.
He sounds like it. I mean, his name is John Lindell. He practically sounds like somebody who came over on the with the Pilgrims.
Yeah. And what happened last week at the James River Church in Missouri, they had a big, awesome men's conference.
Awesome.
And Mark Driscoll was going to speak. And then they had what I would consider one of the most beautiful, amazing displays of masculine Christianity that I've ever seen on stage.
Oh, my heart.
A guy named Alex Magala.
Magala?
Magala.
Like make America great again la. Wow.
Alex Magala.
That guy has been touched by God.
He came up. He did this awesome dance.
He's got God's hand on his leg.
He ripped off his shirt to show how hard he's been working.
Oh, he's muscly.
He climbed a pole and he swallowed a sword. And then he fell down the pole, stopped himself, and the sword didn't pierce a single thing inside him.
Wait, I'm sorry. Why is he doing this?
To show how much he loves Jesus and to show how how strong men can be in Christ.
That's cool.
I mean, the place went crazy, Hallie. And I mean, you can look this up. The video is great. And I know it sounds like I'm making this up, but it's absolutely 100% real. You've got to watch it.
What would I put in the search bar? I would put Mark Driscoll pole dancing, sword swallowing men's conference?
Yes.
Okay.
And then what happened after that is, You know, Mac Driscoll, who likes to, unfortunately, he's a bit of a bummer.
Is he?
He just is not positive and he wants more Hallie.
Is that
right? He came on stage and he said, you
I
know,
thought he was such a man of God. I mean, he keeps women in their place. He sure tells women, calls them Jezebels.
Well, he called everybody there Jezebel. He said the Jezebel spirit. And he said, you know, we shouldn't be having this on stage. And I'm going, did you see how Alex Magala, how hard he worked for that moment to rip off his shirt? I mean, I've been talking to Steve about a moment like that for years because what else are you training for? But I just said, I can't believe that you've got this Christian on Christian crime with one Christian coming after another. And they're just, you know, and I agree with John because he said, you know, Mac, if Mac had a problem with that, you should have told me backstage. You had all this opportunity to do so. Meanwhile, we've got a guy on a pole swallowing a sword. And that is awesome.
It's right there in the Bible, how to deal with your grievances and how to, you know, you go to the person first and you bring a witness, you know, and you turn the other cheek. That might be a different story.
And sometimes don't bring a witness if it's something that other people shouldn't know about.
If somebody doesn't like the way you choke on the shaft of that sword, if they don't like the way you toplessly climb that pole, then you know what? How many times should we forgive them? Seven?
I think we should forgive them seven times 70.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same when switched around. But you know what? You're from Australia and everything's opposite down there. Well, also, you know,
Steve weighed in. Steve was clearly on the side of John Lindell. And he just said, you know, we are totally, I mean, they had monster trucks there. They had lots of stuff that we've done before.
Wow. A lot of it. That is what a Christian man really, really needs to see. He needs to see these massive, you know, truck tires going over these, you know, rusty cars.
Yes.
To really feel something and know that, you know, he is a child of the utmost high God.
One of the best parts of this conference is they put, you know, be still and know that I am God up on the big screen, and then they jumped a monster truck through the screen. It was amazing, Hallie, because you could have heard a pin drop when they said, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And then, wow, the truck just burst through and the place went absolutely crazy.
You know what? I think it's awesome because guess what? Jesus could have sent his daughter to earth. Guess who he sent?
Not his daughter.
He sent his son. And
a son, right?
And so it's hard to be a man. And men need to go see hard bodies do hard things so that they can keep doing the hard work of
being
fighting their own flesh and, you know, keeping their eyes on Christ. My God. Goodness gracious. So I'm so excited for you that you got to be there at that awesome men's conference and that you got to become so inspired by this masterful artist who's, you know, swallowing swords. It's just, it really does, it points to a very excellent God.
It really
does.
When
we see artists, in their craft, performing excellently.
And for the record, I wasn't actually live. I wasn't there. I was live streaming the event.
Oh, cool.
Well, because we were having this whole thing where Dominic Gio came. He came in and was just like, who
I think you're looking for me.
Yeah. Sometimes he says that. I think you're looking for me.
I think you're looking for me.
Yeah, Dominic. How do you know his catchphrase? I mean, maybe.
Wow, I thought that's what you said earlier.
No.
What was the phrase that he kept saying?
It was something like, did someone say my name?
That is, I can see. Okay, did someone say my name?
Yeah,
or
I think you're looking for me.
So maybe does he do one at the back door and one is, did someone say my name? Is that back door?
I don't know. Hallie,
Donovan Geo.
Donovan Geo will come in any door. But anyway, Dominic, I was live streaming it, and Dominic Geo came in and kind of ruined it. So I didn't even get to watch the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, my brother in Christ. Wow. Well, I don't know what to do about that, to tell you the truth, Gray.
And nobody did I say wants... Dominic? I think I meant Donovan.
Donovan. That's what I heard.
Yeah, okay. That's what I meant.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Weigh in on it, because nobody really wants to hear a woman's point of view on a men's conference. I mean, it's not like men have anything to say about like women issues, you know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
And why would they waste their time?
But
my two cents on that is that I do think it grieves the heart of God when all of these beautiful men of God aren't seeing eye to eye. And I know that sometimes happens. You know,
yeah.
Paul and Silas had trouble, you know, they had to go their separate ways at times.
Iron sharpens iron though, Hallie, doesn't it?
Iron sure does sharpen iron. And I see that Mark Driscoll is a man of God, that people keep trying to hold his feet to the fire. And he just, you know, closes down that LLC, opens up another one and starts a new church.
Oh,
and
I
think it's persistent. You know, we don't want women to persist, but boy, is it cool when a man does. And he has persisted, and he's walking around his mega church holding the Bible and preaching the word. Mm. And he might be mad at this other, but Bible, you know, I wish all of these men of God would get along, because, you know, they're our representation of, you know, God's work on earth. And I'm just sad. I'm glad that there was pole climbing and sword swallowing, but I'm sad that there was tension inside Jesus' bride.
Well,
I mean,
know.
It's like the
tension
bride.
Tension inside Jesus' bride. Tension inside Jesus' bride. That is a good, that's a good way of putting it, Hallie. But, you know, what I would want to say is, even when there is tension inside Jesus' bride, the reason that Christian men are so different and so interesting and so important and so vital and so charismatic and so blessed and so
keep going
fascinating
uh-huh, keep going
and so
yeah don't stop
rendered is the word I wanted.
Oh,
is that they are so open to challenging each other on faith-based issues, whereas people on the left, they're totally brainwashed sheeple.
Yeah, they all have to think the same and believe the same things, and they police each other's, you know, speech constantly.
Everything. And at least here, we are open for a lively debate because Christian men, Hallie, are the ones who are in the ring. It's like Nelson Mandela said.
He did say the man in the arena is the one sweating and bleeding.
And it's those men that get to heaven, I think is what Mandela said.
That is so true. And you know what? Speaking of tension inside Jesus' bride, I've been in kind of a good mood lately, even though my children are constantly playing on my every last nerve. Lance and I went and did a couples retreat.
Oh, how was that?
It was called Sound and Fury, and it was so cool because what they did right away, you go there to focus on your marriage and have a couples retreat, you know?
Okay.
And so we arrive at Sound and Fury. Lance booked the whole thing. I was so blessed and feeling so loved and seen by him. And
Lance
checked in, and they immediately separate the husbands and wives, and the wives go to sound,
okay,
and the men go to fury. These two different doorways. And when the women go in the sound door, when you walk in the door, they say. And they start pointing at signs.
Oh, because this is a podcast, Hallie, so people don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Hallie kind of put, I would say you put
a zipper on the side of my mouth.
Well, you put a key in the zipper, and then you turned it.
And
you
then
had a locking zipper of some sort.
That's true, because that's exactly what happened at this retreat, is that the women... What we did was we unknowingly, and with our outer consent, we were entering a silent retreat.
Oh, no one told you it was silent.
Yes. And so once you went in the sound door, you were leaving sound behind, like the way we leave our sinful nature behind.
That's gotta be hard for ladies. That is all they do, isn't it?
But our husbands wanted to give it to us as a gift.
Of silence.
Yes, so that we could relax. And then when they went into the Fury door, they went into a part of the men's section of the couple's retreat where they got to get their anger out. They had punching bags. And
awesome.
They probably had those little ones, you know, the little ones you could do.
Speed bag.
With like a wife's face on it or something, just to let the husband get it out, you know?
And so they would have like... I can understand because I am dating right now.
Well, you get it. And, you know, a lot of times, one of my favorite phrases is happy wife, happy life.
Happy
I think
wife,
it's such
life.
A neat thing to say. And, but when you don't have a happy wife, you know, sometimes you build up frustration. So the guys over there at night, we would hear them around the fire. They were screaming as if through megaphones.
Wow. And you just have to be silent over on the other side.
Yeah. It was hard to sleep because it just honestly sounded like we were, you know, right up against some kind of primate cage or something.
So what were you doing while you were being silent?
Oh, well, you know, they asked us to stay in devotions and prayer and silent prayer. It was a little dull, Gray. I'm going to be honest with you.
So you were never actually with your partner during this time for the couple's retreat?
No, and the girl's side, you know, I would have liked to gab with a couple of gals.
Right.
But you know what? We mostly were just eating our, what seemed like, you know, frozen meals, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these little containers, you know, where we would have like a little, you know, microwaved Salisbury steak right here.
Oh, it sounds a bit like Squid Game.
Mashed potatoes and some like roasted carrots, and it was real bland. But I was like, you know what? They're trying to do what? Why we fast? You know, to bring ourselves closer to Jesus is, you know, a bland food and quiet, boring environment. What does it make you think of? It makes you bring your focus back to Jesus.
That's right.
And I thought that was awesome.
Isn't it nice that Clay gave you the gift of silence for the weekend? Together.
Lance.
What did I say?
Clay. My husband, Lance Levant.
What is going on with names today, Hallie? I meant to say Lance, and I guess what I was thinking of is,
wouldn't that be amazing if I was with Clay?
No.
Then you would be like my, I mean, Clay and I are the same age.
What? No.
Yeah, we are the same exact age.
Clay?
And I'm concerned because he's already a grandpa, and I don't feel like I could be a grandma Gray.
Hallie, first off, he's not anywhere near your age. And the other thing is,
what about
it's all this Donovan Geo stuff.
What's happening with Popsicles?
Oh,
speaking of him being a
Popsicles. Well, as everyone knows, well, he's more of a parent than a grandparent. Let's see. Popsicles, as we know, Clay is raising his son, Raylan's son, Popsicles. Everything's going okay with Popsicles. Unfortunately, the Donovan Geo thing is kind of rubbed off on him because now, you know, every time Donovan Geo, for some reason, Popsicles really loves Donovan Geo. What did I say? Dominic? It's Donovan Geo.
Donovan Geo.
Every time Donovan Geo
Mickey
comes
over. Mickey and Tiffer, Dimenendez, Donovan Geo.
And then here's the thing. Like the other day, Donovan Geo came over. He's wearing his Y fronts and he was like, sorry, I was doing some karate and painting or whatever. He had some sunglasses on.
Just standing there in his skivvies?
Yeah, and he was asking for to borrow a spatula or something. And of course, Popsicle season puts on his Y fronts, puts on his sunglasses, and is like, look who's talking. Because that was the other.
Did that catch on?
No. And then Donovan Geo was like, look who's talking too. And I was like, what is going... And so, like, all these catchphrases are rubbing off on Popsicles, and I don't like it. But I'm
Next
not around.
Next thing you know, Popsicles is going to be like, I think you're looking for me!
I know. Ugh. Anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah, Popsicles is doing fine. He's older now, so he can kind of take care of himself.
Well,
I think he's 5 or 6 by now.
You know, does someone watch him when you and Clay are at the gym?
Usually we just say, you know, just don't, you know, here's the phone. We'll leave him by the phone. We'll leave him with
Can
some...
Can he use a phone?
Popsicles?
Yeah.
I think so. I've never asked him, but I just say
Does
he's
he
never
talk?
Called. Popsicles?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says things... Well, he only is saying Donovan Geo catchphrases right now. He says, like, you know, look who's talking. And, oh, that's a hot tamale.
These are his first words?
Yeah. I think he's like 8 now.
Oh,
or
is
he
that
might be
right?
3.
I thought he was a toddler.
I don't know. He's either 3 or 9 or something.
Mm, I thought that the mega world was kind of like The Simpsons and the kids don't age.
Well, Hallie, the thing is, you know, I'm trying not to be around. I will stop by and say hey to Clay every once in a while. Of course, we're dating twins.
You and... Oh.
And, you know, the thing that we, something we say about the twins is, you know, happy twin, happy him.
Oh, cool.
Because,
yeah.
You know, and he'll point to me and I'll point to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him being Clay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy twin, happy him.
That's awesome.
That's what she said. Oh, why did I even say it right there? I don't know why it's funny when you just say it after anything.
Forgive me if this is too personal a question, Gray, but do you and Clay ever do like a...
No.
Because you're pumping iron so hard.
Oh, that,
you're in there doing squat thrusts and clean jerks and, you know, chest presses and all this stuff. Do you ever give each other a post-workout massage?
Well, Hallie, here's the thing. Massage is fine, but if what we do is Rolfing, have you ever heard of that?
Rolfing?
Rolfing.
Rolfing?
Rolfing.
Rolfing?
Rolfing, Hallie.
Rolfing?
Yeah. That's basically where there's a guy at a, and I don't like to name names, but there's a guy at a gym. No, I'm saying a guy at a gym, Hallie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, anyway, there's a guy at a gym, Rolf Quayle, and he does a specific kind of massage where he's really just picking up your muscle, trying to separate it from the fascia, give it a
good
shake.
Oh, my heart. What?
And so that's what we do normally, you know. Rolf Quayle.
Wow. I don't think women's bodies work like that. I mean, even if you think about it, like, you can, I guess you can pick up a men's genitalia, and you can't really do that on a female genitalia. And I guess you can just pick up men's muscles and, like, set them back down.
I mean, wow. I can't eat. It's
the things you learn when you bring stuff up like this.
It's just, the thing is, Hallie, I am dating, and it's super hard to not think about stuff like that. And I just don't.
It must be so hard not to stumble in the flesh when you're in a romantic relationship and you're so sexually attracted to someone and you're such a young, virile man with your eyes focused firmly on Christ, but you still got hormones coursing through your veins.
Don't you? Is that the truth?
You still step into your ripped jeans, you know, 1 foot at a time.
That's right. Yeah. And sometimes I step through my ripped jeans.
You just put your foot right through a hole.
That's the hard thing if you have strategic rips.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what. I want to ask you a question, Gray. And if it is too personal this time, I would just feel free to tell me. But my son Day wants to go to a dry grad, and I don't know what it is.
A dry grad?
A dry grad.
Oh, what's that?
I'm asking you because you're in touch with what's happening with the kids.
A dry grad?
A dry grad. It seems like an end of the year, school year retreat.
I'm not totally sure. I mean, hopefully it means no alcohol at graduation.
But I was hoping it doesn't mean something like dry humping because you know that that's what the kids are doing in their denim.
That and more, Hallie. That and more.
Oh, I wish we could make a fabric that when it gets rubbed together with great friction, that it just sets on fire, and then the burn on the child is in the shape of a devil.
What? Okay, Hallie. That's a bit much, but...
Or you can just do a purity ring, you know what I mean. But either or. Yikes.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.